Richie.
Yo.
Roberta.
Here.
Judge Judy.
Oh, not yet. Still waiting for her.
I love Judge Judy.
Judge Judy is going to be... You know, this is another one of those names. You don't have to use her last name. Everybody just knows her as Judy.
Isn't her last name Judy?
I know what her last name is.
I thought her first name was Judge.
Judge Judy. Yes. And she has an interesting Facebook contest that she wants to talk about. This show has been on for 18 seasons.
Wow. And she's launching a new show called The Bench.
Yeah. She is very clever. She's associated with a fellow who's an agent who I first met, heavens, years and years ago. His name is Richard Lawrence. And the two of them have become, she's the highest paid woman doing any kind of television in terms of the type of show. Oprah is a producer of lots of different shows, and that's how she makes her money. But Judge Judy is the highest paid, I suppose you'd call her a performer, right? Would we call her a performer?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right, on television. Anyway, here in a matter of moments on the Good Day program. Meanwhile, news today from the White House. Businesses with between 50 and 99 employees will now have until January of 2016 to decide whether they offer insurance to their employees or pay a penalty. There are people that were in front of the White House yesterday holding up signs, "I love Obamacare." Also, people in front of the White House yesterday who had something else to say wasn't quite as positive as that. Right, exactly. So medium and large-sized businesses get another break. As the Treasury Department says, they will now have more time to comply with the requirements within the Affordable Care Act. There was a report in The Hill, Richie, yesterday. The employer delay, second one, would only apply to businesses with between 50 and 99 employees. So does that include Radio America?
Yeah, it would.
50. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
You guys have
size.
50 employees?
Yeah.
Yeah. Under the rules of the exemption, businesses must prove they are not cutting employees in order to qualify. In other words, if you've got 140 employees and you fire 49 of them in order to get into this, that's not going to be something that is going to be acceptable. The employer mandate is part of this, which makes it very difficult. I mean, it's very supposedly a cornerstone of the health care law. It was supposed to take effect this past January, right? But then they kicked it to 2015, and now because things are not working well, they got to kick it to 2016. Mm-hmm. And I'm betting they're going to kick it to 2017 mm-hmm. before it's done. I'm betting that part of it somehow or other will never actually be enacted. I don't know how you make this thing work if it doesn't happen, but I see this thing being continuing.
I can't see it lasting much longer than that, though.
What?
Unless it takes a different shape.
The stall, you mean?
No, the Obamacare itself. I don't see it lasting forever. I don't even know if it'll make it that far.
All right. Uncle Ben's has recalled a rice mix. Hmm. Children are getting sick. Roberta, you got this story?
No, I don't. I'm listening to it.
Are you
converted
really?
Rice or converted rice?
Confused rice.
It's called infused.
Right.
It's infused rice, and it's
infused.
Not. Don't freak out because it's not like the boxed Uncle Ben's or the little cups. These are not the things that at grocery stores. These are the ones, and where you have to be careful is when you're eating out. These are like the big institutional sizes. So in student cafeterias or when you're eating out. So that's why you have to be really careful because it's not something you're going to serve at home. But students at three public schools in Katy, Texas, had burning and itching rashes, headaches, and nausea after eating this Uncle Ben's infused rice Mexican flavor on Friday.
Mexican
flavor.
Mexican. They disappeared after 30 to 90 minutes, but still.
But the kids or the symptoms?
No, the symptoms.
Okay.
You guys were ewing when I said symptoms. But then another incident occurred back in December that sickened 25 students in Illinois with similar complaints after the school lunch included the same rice. So there you go.
Ooh.
Daycare on October 30th. This has been a problem ongoing. I guess they kind of figured it out.
Judge Judy joins us for conversation in a moment here on Good Day.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri. If there are good times going on and you're not part of them because of heartburn, get back in the game by rolling out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For acid indigestion, upset stomach, and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Hi, it's 12 after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Happy to have Judge Judy Scheindlin here with us. I'm going to tell you a quick story. You and I have never met.
And,
but it's not that we don't have the ability to meet, because I was sitting in the office of your partner, Richard Lawrence, not long ago, and he and I were talking about how wonderful the success has been for you and, in fact, him as your partner. But I remember him when he had a little office when you first met him down the corner, and how things have changed because of the wonderful success of that program. Why do you think, or when you think, well, you pinch yourself, I'm betting, every once in a while, Judy?
Every once in a while I pinch myself.
Yeah.
Now that I take Plavix, I don't pinch myself that often, but I don't feel it.
What a great line that is. So you are the number one most imitated program. How does that make you feel? Look at all these other judge shows. Every time you turn on television, there's another judge show.
Well, that's all right. Competition is healthy, and it's actually one of the best form of flattery that there could possibly be. We've had a great run. My goodness, if I ever thought almost 20 years ago that we would still not only still be here, but still be rocking almost 20 years later.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would
tell us what was going on in your life when this first came about. What were you? What was going?
My life was wonderful, Doug. Actually, I had a job that I loved. I was in the family court, which was an exciting place for me to be.
Mm-hmm.
I was the supervising judge in Manhattan. Back to Manhattan, is the place where I started practicing as a lawyer, so it was wonderful to go back to supervise a court where you just started, you know, when you were young and green. I was really just hitting my stride. I was 50 years old, you know, and women get better when they're about 50. They feel more confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then that call came, and it said, how about a different adventure? And if you don't put your foot in the water, you can't get wet.
I don't mean to be a name dropper. Richard Lawrence is an agent in Los Angeles, he was the one who called you, I think, wasn't it?
As a matter of fact, there were two producers who had worked on the People's Court, which had gone off the air about a year before,
mm-hmm.
after a very successful 12-year run, and they were without a job. And they had just seen a piece that was done by Morley Safer on 60 Minutes. We did a little piece together 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, did you ever think of doing what you do on TV? Well, of course, you always fantasize that you could do
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it started. As a matter of fact, Richard Lawrence was represented Doug Llewellyn.
From the People's Court.
From the People's Court.
Yeah.
That's how I first met Richard Lawrence.
Really? So now you're among the most trusted Americans. According to Reader's Digest, survey suggests you're one of the 100 most trusted Americans. Why do you think people do trust you? What is there about you that gives people confidence?
I think maybe consistency. The message has always been clear. When I say, if you tell the truth, you don't have to have a good memory, I really mean it, especially when you get older.
And it's your honesty. I mean, you're very blunt, you're very honest, and people appreciate that.
Mm-hmm. It has to come rote, you know. I think as one gets older, if you're smart, you put the keys in the same place all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know that you open up your mailbox with the same key, and the key is in the pocketbook in the same place. You get to, you just routinize your life so that whatever happens to you, you know that certain things remain constant. And I think the same thing is true about the truth.
Mm-hmm. All right, take a minute and bring us behind the scenes into the courtroom that's on that's in the stage, if you will, or on the stage, and what goes on during the taping of these, during the recording of these sessions? How many do you do a day? And what's the audience like? I mean, what is it? What's
well,
on behind the scenes?
I really try to keep it from in my head as close to a courtroom for me as I can get, which means that I have very little communication with the people who produce the program, you know, who gather the cases, who get the litigants, who paper the litigants, you know, have them sign the forms. I like to see a case when it comes in fresh through my own eyes so that I really try to take myself away from the nuts and bolts of a television program. It's worked for me.
Mm-hmm. It sure is.
It's worked for me because it's really my judgment that people want to hear, not a producer or a director or anyone else, so that they do what they do professionally and wonderfully. They bring interesting cases most of the time. Some of the time they're duds. But they bring interesting cases, and I try to make good chicken salad.
Or good chicken soup, one or the other.
Soup,
any
right.
of them stand in your mind as being really the people who are out of control or ridiculous or foolish? I mean, you see, as you remember all of these things, whether there's a couple of them that stand out in your mind that really were outrageous.
You know, I think I've done tens of thousands of cases. And the only ones that really stay in my mind, if I were to be very honest with you, which of course I will be, are the ones that I, several that I did in family court. Because the ones that you do here on the television stage really shouldn't impact the lives of people permanently. You know, they're well, I don't say petty, but they're small matters. They're not small matters to the litigants. Sometimes the litigants are very emotionally invested, you know, in the car or in the teacup set or
in the back,
you know,
rent.
In the return of the washer and dryer.
Right.
They're very emotionally invested in it because of something else. But in the family court, you really dealt with situations that were life-altering. And those are the cases, the handful that I still think about, and I still remember the names of the litigants. And
really?
I remember the yes.
Wow.
And sometimes, believe it or not, I still hear from some of those people who you touch, and even 20 and 30 years ago, they remember that but for the decision in that case, their lives or the lives of their grandchildren would have been different.
Wow. All right. There's a new Judge Judy Facebook contest. It's called What Does Judge Judy's Message Mean to You? That's
right.
What they want. An answer. There are three winners who are going to be flown out to L.A. to meet the judge. Go to Judge Judy's Facebook page if you'd like to have more details, or judgejudy.com, judgejudy.com, or facebook.com/judgejudy.
Thanks for that great plug. I appreciate it.
You are welcome, and it is a pleasure having you here. Continued success.
Thank you. It's a pleasure chatting.
Yep, take good care. Judge Judy here on Good Day at 20 after the hour.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Introducing our new spring seasonal, Sam Adams Cold Snap.
Oh, that's really nice.
It's got a lot of flavor.
It says springtime.
Yeah, it's really good.
It's very smooth.
Cold Snap is light and refreshing.
So this beer has 10 different ingredients. You have this really nice, complex spice and fruit flavor to it.
Wow. Got a lot going on.
I like the name, too, Cold Snap. It's like we're kind of snapping out of that season.
Yeah, this is my kind of beer.
Crisp, refreshing, and
refreshing is the best word.
Delicious.
Sam Adams Cold Snap. Enjoy it while it's here.
Boss beer for the Boston Massey. We're selected.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Songs, shall we, from this date in 1983, middle of February, saw the group Toto, which I believe, if memory serves me correctly, Kenny, was a one-hit deal for them, wasn't it, Africa?
Oh, no, not at all. The
really?
Hosanna, which was a huge hit.
What was it? Was the other one called?
And a few others.
Rosanna.
Pardon?
Oh, that's right, too.
Hold the line, hold the line.
Hold the line, 99.
All right, so I stand corrected. I was wrong. I'm just like Sam Rubin. I will apologize until the 12th of never.
They call TMZ and argue about it.
Yeah. All right, so Toto was number five with Africa. Number four during this week in 1983. Bob Seger. Silver Bullet Band. It's a good song. Shame on the Moon.
Good stuff.
Yeah, this is a good song. This is a dance. Can you dance to this?
Sure.
I can. Can you?
Excuse me? Not with you.
Yeah. Good thing.
Yeah, this is a good thing. All right, so that's number four. Marvin Gaye makes it number three. It's a great, great song. This is a dance song. Sexual healing. He's loving.
You always sound so painful.
He was, actually. And just thinking that all this talent had to leave because his pastor, the father, shot him.
Yeah.
And killed him because they were fighting over his drug abuse. It's an amazing reality.
People get pretty angry about stuff when they get themselves so invested in their own thoughts that they lose control. I see that every day, Richie.
Sure.
Number two, Patty Austin with James Ingram. This one I can do without.
Wow, this is kind of a sappy week, huh?
Wow.
I mean, the Bob Seger and the Marvin Gaye is really good stuff.
Right. All right, so let's get
to it. It's Valentine's Day.
Number one. So it saves it all. One of the most fun items musically during that decade came from Men at Work. Just because of the way they were, that's about it. This is the number one song this week in 1983, Men at Work.
What's the name of the guy that...
Down Under.
The lead singer of the song, Ken?
You remember? Colin Hay.
Colin Hay. He does a kind of a... acoustic version, a bluesy acoustic version of this song.
Really?
I ran across it on Spotify. And I'm just like, what is this song? And it took me a minute to kind of realize what it was. And I was like, this is awesome. It was very, very cool.
There you go, Richie.
Better take cover, Dudley.
All right, Richie. I kind of enjoy going through these tunes. You can find two or three good ones in the top five. That's a blessing. Grateful. What are you grateful for today? Don't forget to post that. Facebook.com/Good Day Show. I said I was grateful for Shirley Temple. And there are a lot of people who might say the same thing. Maybe you haven't. You didn't. I wasn't around when she first got started by any stretch of the
imagination. Still consider her the biggest child star ever?
Yeah, I think that's true. Yep. Yeah.
I bite him in a million bits, and I go pull him
5 years
right
old.
Down.
She's doing this.
When they're inside me.
Pretty amazing. Coming up in the next half hour, Women in the News, here on the Doug Good Day program. We pay tribute to Shirley Temple, who's passed away.
What looks like a really good gift card deal on eBay, for example, could be a scam.
There's a lot of fraud that's going on with gift cards on these auction sites.
AARP financial educator John Dolphinay.
The Federal Trade Commission has actually warned people from buying gift cards on online auction sites.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. Here's some other news. You can track how much money is on a valid gift card online.
There are certain cards that you can actually load money onto.
Like a gift card from Starbucks. But some gift cards you just use up, and when you have just a little money on them, too little to do much, you may get that back in cash.
It really does depend on the retailer.
For info on how gift cards work, check the links on our website. Some can't be replaced if you lose them.
In some cases, you're just out of luck, but in other cases, you, for a fee, can get your money back.
With proof of purchase and the card ID number. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or pre-diabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 88weirdspice.com. People who have followed this plan at 88weirdspice.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 88weirdspice.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 88weirdspice.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 88weirdspice.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 88weirdspice.com. Watch for free at 88weirdspice.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications. Go to 88 Weird Spice.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Now you can get the same survival food U.S. Special Forces use on their toughest field missions. High-protein, high-energy, freeze-dried foods known as long-range patrol rations or LRPs. Soldiers love LRP rations. They're lightweight and easy to carry. Easy to prepare by just adding water. Easy to enjoy because they taste great. Civilians love LRPs as a solution for emergency preparedness and recreational activities with limited storage space, such as hiking, climbing, sailing, or RV travel. Veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy is your exclusive source for this 2013 U.S. military overrun. Long on nutrition, these delicious entrees have a long shelf life lasting decades. But this rare opportunity, this limited supply, will not last long. You have to act now. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on now to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Women in the news. Before we get to that, however, and we also have Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person. She's interested. She's been blogging a lot about the Biggest Loser. Excuse me. And that's
a lot of controversy about that.
Yeah, there is.
Speaking of controversy, we're talking a lot about Russia, what's going on in Russia, how people live there. Did you know that 1 in 4 Russian men die before they get to be 55 because of their vodka consumption?
Yep.
One in ten.
Sarah Palin's enjoying the Olympics.
She's gone.
I can see Russians dying from vodka.
Oh. She's like front row seats. She's got her chairs out on her lawn.
Man, did I put my foot in that one, Jennifer? I've forgotten all about that. I can see Russia from my front door. Yada, yada, yada. Okay. A woman from Lincoln, Nebraska. I think Lincoln's the capital of Nebraska, isn't it? Is it? Nice town. I've been through there fewer times. A Lincoln woman has to go to jail for 45 days because she went onto the campus of the Catholic high school. She went to the Catholic high school, but she decided that posing naked for an adult website was worth some promotional activity, and so she went to the high school. And, in fact, the shoot was taken at the Catholic high school of her being naked. So the jail gave her 30, the judge gave her 30 days in jail for trespassing on the Catholic high school and 15 for the photo shoot. Her attorney said she's already filed notice for an appeal. She expects to be released after posting a $75 bond. I was just wondering how Judge Judy would have handled this. If you didn't hear in the last half hour, you can take hour number 5 and listen to the Judge Judy conversation. What'd you say, Jen?
We should have asked her. It would have been fun.
Yeah, would have been kind of cool. All right, so that's one item of interest. Here's another one. A suburban Atlanta high school student has been suspended for a year for hugging a teacher. Suspension could derail Sam McNair's chances of getting a college athletic scholarship. He's a senior, plays football, getting ready for lacrosse. And now the school has stripped him of getting a full scholarship because he was suspended after a school hearing officer ruled he violated the county school sexual harassment rule. Sloan Roach, a spokesperson for the school system, said that she is limited in what she can say about the case. The family of Mr. McNair could not be reached for comment. Television station reported the teacher accused McNair of kissing her on the neck during the hug. Citing the school disciplinary report, the station said the teacher indicated she had previously warned McNair to not hug her. Jennifer's chuckling.
Please don't hug me.
So, this happened more than once, apparently. So, is this, I don't get from the story whether this is a young teacher, 17, let's say the teacher's 22. That could cause a problem, right? But thinking back my own time in school, when I was 21 and there were 18-year-old high school girls bopping around, it was a dangerous time in the Dougster's life. But I didn't give into it, Richie.
I'm so glad my kids are elementary age.
Yeah, what happened to me in high school age?
Yeah, but their teachers are like, oh, can I get a hug? And, you know, it's
well, that's what kids needed in
we have a very touchy-feely elementary school, and it's very nice. It's very sweet.
Children need it.
Yeah, and it's too bad you can't be that way anymore. Because
but I don't know if a 17-year-old needs it.
They are. That's where you get in the danger zone is when you start to get, you know, 12, 13, 14, 17 years old.
The hormones.
Yeah. Okay, let's see here. A woman named Martha Fuqua.
Fuqua.
Has asked a federal judge in court filings to dismiss the Baltimore Museum of Art's motion for partial summary judgment against her. She denounces the museum's evidence that it owns a long-lost Renoir.
Fuqua denounces the Renoir?
Voulez-vous coucher avec moi?
For much of the past year, Ms. Fuqua said that the...
you know how they say her name in the ghetto.
Museum of Arts. People have been wrangling in district court over who owns this painting. It's called On the Shore of the Seine. That's Pierre's hometown.
You see,
it
was back to 1879. The painting made news when an anonymous woman, who was now revealed to be Miss Fuqua, said she had unwittingly purchased the painting for $7 at a flea market in West Virginia.
Awesome.
Found out that it was worth $100,000 days before the auction.
That's all?
She might be the queen of cheap, Roberta.
No kidding.
The Museum of Art said that they owned the painting and somebody took it in 1951. So who wins in this case? Another Judge Judy case. All right, so the
finders keepers.
Well, that's what I would say. The Baltimore
Museum is non-judge of the law.
Exactly.
Right. So you stole it. They can't prove that she stole it from him. She bought it at a yard sale. So what do? You go back through the who the yard sale sold it
to
her?
I have to think that the statute of limitations plays into this somehow.
Right. I would think so, too. Anyway, so a couple of what I consider to be interesting stories. Anybody agree or disagree with me? Were these all interesting stories?
Just seeing this passing tweet about the
lady. Oh, no, the Catholic lady was fine, too, but I like the art.
What'd you say, Richie?
I just saw this on Twitter.
Yeah?
Tobacco company Reynolds American says fourth quarter profits more than doubled to $292 million from a year earlier.
Well, they're selling stuff all over the world now. It's the world market, not the American market.
My mother-in-law went to London a few months ago. I think I told you this. And she said, everybody smokes.
Everybody. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Just like what you see in the monuments, man, back to World War II, everybody smoked. That was the thing that distracted me about that movie. So much smoking going on. Ugh.
But it was realistic.
Yeah, it was realistic. Yes, correct. Here's the 10-year study of millennials. Guess how many... 26-year-olds still live with their parents.
A lot of them.
99.9%.
60%.
No, it's not that bad.
Roberta and I were just talking about this, how, 28-year-olds are just not the same as they used to be.
No, they're not mature.
No.
There's no maturation.
Yeah.
No.
Let's go around the room. What? How old were you when you moved out?
I was 25.
25? I bought my own house by the time I was 29, and I had bought a house on my own. I think that's pretty good.
There you go. Dudley, you went to school,
I married,
and I never went back.
I was married by 27. Yep.
And I was 20.
Well, that's not really true.
I was out at 19 and then again at 22.
I was out at 17, but back when my mother got sick, there was nobody to take care of her, so I was back for the last year of her life.
How old were you then?
22.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was teaching those 18-year-olds.
Oh, that's right.
All right, food allergies, peanut allergies, clinical trial involving 85 children with peanut allergies showed that the right treatment of this would allow people who have peanut allergies to get over it. It's kind of like being gay. You can get out of, you can get away from being gay, right?
All right, Vladimir.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not. That's a facetious comment,
you know,
but obviously the one about.
Hold
on, Richie. This is one thing that drives me nuts because everybody all of a sudden has allergies to everything.
Right.
And it's new.
My son ate half of a peanut when he was 2 years old and had a skin reaction on his face.
Really?
So we were like, oh. And so what we did was we cut up little bits of a peanut and we would feed him just a teeny little bit.
Yep, build up his immunity.
And over the course
of
6 months.
Very smart.
Just the tiniest little bit. And then a half a peanut, and then a whole peanut. Neither of my kids have any problems with any food allergies.
So you're dosing your son, is what you're saying.
I was dosing my son to build up his immunity because I wasn't going to be scared, you know, his life. Oh, my God.
That was the way to do it? Fix it.
Well, we accidentally gave him a peanut, and the reaction wasn't so horrible that he had to go to the hospital. It was just a skin reaction.
Yeah.
So I just said, okay, well, let's just kind of give him little doses, little doses, little doses.
Very
over
smart.
The course of the next year. And it worked.
Yeah. Very smart.
And I know people whose kids, that girl in the news 3 or 4 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
A junior high school girl who died from accidentally eating peanuts and a cupcake or something in school.
Yeah. Yep. All right. We have a moment for important words and then more important words from Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person here on Good Day.
When you do your taxes with TurboTax Federal Free Edition, your federal return is free. And now, with TurboTax, you can use your federal refund to buy a gift card worth that much plus 5%. That means you get your refund plus new running shoes, or your refund plus binoculars, or your refund plus lots of things. Because it's your plus, your very own plus, to do whatever your tax-doing heart desires.
Simple returns only. Offer details at TurboTax.com.
Intuit TurboTax. It's amazing what you're capable of.
It's the new year, and you know what that means. Tax time is coming. Here's a tip from TurboTax to help you get ready right now. Make a tax return category checklist sheet. It lists all the categories of the information that you'll need for your return this year. Then prepare a folder labeled 2013 Tax Info and attach the checklist to the outside. Every time you receive an item, place it in the folder and check it off your list. You'll be surprised at how much time you're going to save, and most importantly, the stress you'll avoid with this system. For a copy of the detailed category tax preparation checklist, go to Intuit.TurboTaxPreparationList.com.
Most guys spend very little time on personal grooming during the winter months. To help men look and feel great, Dove Men Plus Care expert and dermatologist Dr. Jeffrey Benabio offers these tips to help men avoid irritation this winter.
If you've spent all day outside in the cold, a hot shower is tempting, but hot water makes it hard for your skin to retain moisture. Instead, use lukewarm water. It keeps you warm without the harsh effect. Also, the winter sun still presents risks. Use moisturizer with minimum SPF 15. Lastly, wearing multiple layers can cause you to sweat, leading to underarm irritation. Protect yourself with a non-irritating deodorant like Dove Men Plus Care Fresh Awake Antiperspirant, which cares for skin with 1 quart of moisturizer, and also provides powerful 48-hour odor and wetness protection.
A few simple steps can save men months of irritated skin this winter. For more information on tips and products that can help, visit DoveMenCare.com.
Hey, girl, I missed you so much. Give me a yuck.
Ooh, Max, your breath.
Love stinks.
Don't let bad doggy breath come between you and your pooch. Try Nutrident Complete from Nylabone, the all-natural dental treat that's clinically proven to clean teeth better than weekly brushing. That's because Nutrident Complete's unique 360-degree scrubbing nubs fight built-up plaque and tartar, the number one cause of doggy breath. Nylabone Nutrident and Nutrident Complete. Cleans like a brush, tastes like a treat. Available at PetSmart. To learn more about Nutrident and save money, visit Nylabone.com. That's Nylabone.com. Nylabone.com.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com. 13 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program now with Andrea Metcalf, who is an exceptionally good exercise teacher. She's someone who walks the walk, literally. As a matter of
she's
fact,
on the
she
treadmill right
does
now,
this
Dougie.
Report. She's on the treadmill.
Not even breaking a sweat. Listen,
send in the live cam. Send in the live cam.
Live cam. All right, so you are interested, and a lot of people have asked you about the Biggest Loser. The person who won on The Biggest Loser seems to not have credibility. When you look at the way she looked as the season started, and you look at the way she looks now, something is wrong. How could people get from point A, which is where she was, to point B, which is where she is now, in a true exercise situation, a true exercise plan? Can they really get to look like she does? Come on.
Well, yeah, you can get there, but that's an exercise plan, you said, not a starvation plan. And there's just no way that she exercised so much and still took in at least 1,000 calories the way that she looked. And I think the thing that really bothers me about The Biggest Loser is, yes, we watch it from home, we're inspired, wow, look how different they are. But the real thing is these people are not keeping off the weight. They're there for 3-6 months. Learning these habits, and they don't latch on to them and stay with it. You know, I look back at some of the where they are today and seeing people back up at the 300-pound mark where they walked in at is just so disappointing. It sends the wrong message.
Are you saying that some of the biggest – are you saying some of the Biggest Loser winners have gone back to their old ways? Is that what's going on?
Yes.
A lot of them have, actually.
Really? Has there ever been a study where they look at former contestants, even if they aren't winners, to see how many, what percentage of the contestants gain the weight back?
I'm sure you won't see that report because it's not a positive one. What you can do is you can go back and look individually and then do your own statistics, but they're never going to publish a report that would kill the concept of the show. So, you know, unless we do it ourselves, you aren't going to know those numbers, but it is really alarming how many of them slide back, and they're not long-term.
All right, is that what's reflected in society in general? People go on these diets, people go on these exercise programs, and they get some success, and then they stop, right?
That is. I mean, that's the yo-yo diet that we talk about all too often. Mm-hmm. So you've got to start with small changes, adapt them into your lifestyle, just like you did with your three-year-old when they taught them how to brush their teeth, or you potty trained them. This goes back to just human behavior. You've got to make this a discipline to become a habit, to become a lifestyle. I mean, Doug, you're the perfect example.
How so?
Well, you continually try new things, and it's part of who you are.
Yes, I do. In terms of keeping myself in shape, yes, I do that. I do it because I think that it makes good sense, because I'm interested in longevity, and a lot of people don't seem to understand, put together, that when they go the yo-yo stuff up and down or staying heavy, just doesn't make it. Check out Andrea Metcalf's website, trainer, speaker, author, Andrea Metcalf, here on Good Day.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Unmistakable, her sound. I could have picked her out, right?
Her singing. Oh, absolutely.
Very distinctive. It's from the movie Cars, 2006. And we're playing with Sheryl Crow, celebrating her 52nd birthday today. So happy birthday to her and continued success, one would hope. All right, so from Sheryl Crow, we get right into our contest. Chuck Curry is here. He'll have some movie news for us in a few moments. First, though, let's bring you three audio excerpts from a movie that is being celebrated today because the major star is turning 78 today. When you realize who this is, you'll think to yourself, my God, this guy's 78? Wow. All right, and it goes back to the early part of his career. Maybe that'll give you a little bit of a hint as well. His career has been noted by all kinds of serious work, silly work, television work, movie work. He's, again, probably one of the most recognized figures in the movie business today. 888-302-3684. Should you want to take a chance at identifying this for a swell prize, help yourself. 888-302-3684. See if you can identify the movie from which this comes.
I never been lost in my life.
888-302-3684. Got it?
No.
No.
Oh, really?
No.
All right, that voice is the voice of the star about whom we are speaking. Here's the next clip.
I never been insured in my life. I don't believe in insurance. There's no risk.
The voice and the accent maybe helps to pinpoint this a little bit more. Chuck, are you nowhere either?
Sounds familiar, the second one, but I still don't have it. No.
Last clip.
Hey, what happens if we flip this thing over? Now that you got that up, hang on to your paddle. And if you hit any rocks, don't hit them with your head.
It was the first.
I know the movie.
Yeah. That, and the second star. It was really his first outing, was it not? He's become a large...
Yeah, that's true.
A big star. This guy, both of these guys are big stars, although I think...
Everybody
maybe
in that movie had a good career.
Yeah, right. I would say that was the best way of describing it. The second voice there has had an extraordinarily good career. The guy who had the first voice became a bona fide star in the same league as George Clooney. Would you agree with that, Chucker?
I would, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. 888-302-3684, except he's 30 years older than George Clooney, but his... skyrocket to fame and the way people perceive him even today would put him into that very unique group.
Toupet?
Probably, yes.
Okay.
Maybe a dozen actors are there today. 888-302-3684. But the other guy, Richie, was no slouch either in terms of
right.
his own career. All right. So that's it. Identify the movie and have a swell time with us. Meanwhile, Tucker has movie news right after this on Good Day.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. And with Valentine's Day coming, you'll find that Sam's Club also offers an impressive selection of gift ideas, including gorgeous roses, guaranteed to be fresh for 7 days, delicious chocolates, and beautiful jewelry, all for less than you thought possible. Become a member by February 17th, and you'll get a gift card worth up to $20. So join and save Sam's Club, because life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to launch a startup from your garage. From computers and smartphones to 3D printers and tablets. Everything.
Our business is going to be huge.
Mom! Again?
Accept permission to use the garage. Thousands of products added online every day. Now get a $25 Staples gift card via easy rebate when you buy a tablet. Staples, make more happen.
Offerings 22-14, exclusive clearance and e-rebates. Customers submit easy rebates online. Learn more at staplesEasyRebates.com. Terms and conditions apply. See cards for details.
888-302-3684 to identify the movie. Meanwhile, Chucker has a lot of movie news for us today.
Here's an interesting one, Doug. According to reports, actor Will Smith has taken a pass on coming back for Independence Day 2.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Why? I don't know why, although the movie's still on schedule for July 2016 release, which will coincide with the original film's 20th anniversary. Now, reportedly, there's been two scripts written, one with Smith's character, one without, so I guess they'll go with the one without. Considering Smith's had two flops in a row, you'd think he would...
I would think he'd be all over this.
Because
you're
it's
be silly.
A short thing.
Right.
So a little bit surprising. And producer Joel Silver reportedly plans to do a new Escape from New York trilogy, a prequel, a remake, and a sequel with Snake Plissken. Of course, Kurt Russell will not play the signature role. They'll get a new actor.
Is he the guy that's responsible for 24? Is that the same guy?
No, I don't believe so.
Richie, what are you doing?
He was big in the 80s with the Die Hard film, so.
What are you doing?
What?
What are you playing? Hi, is this Arlene? Where are you from in Virginia? Greenbackville?
Greenbackville, Virginia, on the Eastern Shore.
Oh, sounds like you could have filmed this movie there. What's the name of the movie?
Deliverance.
It is Deliverance. Burt Reynolds and John Boyd. Great job. Congratulations. Hold on a second. We'll send you a swell prize.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.